This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Back here on Fesco and Dusty on a Red Friday. Happy Red Friday to all of you out there.
Happy Red Friday to you as well, Dusty.
Thank you, sir. We are wearing red today. It's just, it's cold.
Yeah, it's a little chilly out there today.
That's right.
Yeah.
November is already almost over. The regular season for football is already almost over. And boy, when I come out of the garage, sometimes I get on my phone and get into stats and numbers and stuff that I probably shouldn't, but I do it anyway. Because I looked at our rundown last year, and I see that there's a text that says, Andy, Coach of the Year.
That's right.
And I thought to myself, how can we broaden this topic? And I thought about the stat we saw on the television at lunch.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, if Andy Reid wins on Sunday, he will win his 19th, 10th win season.
That's insane.
Right? So here's some reference. So again, if Andy Reid were to win on Sunday, he will have his 19th, 10 win season, obviously, or more.
Or more, yeah.
It's ridiculous when you think about Andy Reid. So to give reference to other coaches, Bill Belichick had 20 win seasons.
Okay.
So Andy Reid would be one behind him on the most. I think that's got to be the most.
It's got to be.
I did minor research here.
The only one you didn't look at is Don Shula, maybe, who is the winningest coach of all time. But again, different eras, man. Like,
right. So because everybody says Bill's the best, right? And Andy's the next. And you can have Shula if you want. I'm just not there. And
Shula Joe Jackson?
Yeah. I bet he is Shula Joe Jackson because I'm sure he doesn't wear much shoes out in Miami.
I think he's long dead.
Shula Joe Jackson or Shula?
Shula Joe Jackson.
Oh,
yeah.
Don Shula is dead, isn't he?
I think he's long dead.
Do we
man.
Know this for a fact?
No, but that's
do we kill him?
No,
he's 99.
I'm gonna guess he died long before COVID. I'm gonna guess 08.
2020.
Okay. In COVID.
Yeah, right during the middle of COVID.
Right in the middle. 90 years old.
Sometimes we're wrong. Yeah, I'm going to guess he died 8 years before COVID. Died actually of COVID.
Yeah.
No, but anyways, Andy Reid, 10th win seat, 10 wins this season with the win on Sunday. Will be the 19th time in his career. Bill Belichick has 20.
Yeah.
I can only think of the two other long-tenured coaches currently, which would be what, John Harbaugh and Mike Tomlin?
Yeah, that's it.
That's it?
Yeah, that's
they
it.
Have
yeah.
10.
Yeah, 10 apiece.
They have 10 apiece. They're probably going to win another one this year. So they have 11.
Yeah.
They're going to be 9. They're going to be 8 behind Andy Reid. The last time, this is when it gets weird. The last time Andy Reid was under 500
mm-hmm.
was 2012.
That's right. Right before he came here. Yeah. That ended in
2012. That's it.
Andy's lost it.
But not only that, he's only been under 500 three times in his career.
And never
three
in Kansas times. City.
No, worst record in Kansas City, 9-7.
Yeah.
Year two. So it shows you what the example of Andy Reid is. And it's quite simple, fellas. He's consistently great.
Right.
Like he's just, there's a reason why it works. Like when everybody at the beginning of the year goes, why the hell are they going to St. Joe?
Here's why. Today. Maybe you should go to St. Joe too, Ravens or whoever.
Why don't they do this the way other, here's your sign.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Winning for a while is long enough, right? Winning at an exceptionally good rate for that long period of time is rare and it's even better.
Well, it's hard to do. I think what Andy Reid is doing right now here in Kansas City is harder than what any other coach has ever done. Like, it's easy to sneak up on people and be 9-8 and get your coach of the year. They were asking Tomlin about that last night before the game on the Amazon Prime broadcast, and they asked him about never winning coach of the year, and he goes, nah, I don't know. I mean, like, I never really thought about it. He goes, but you know, he goes, I think sometimes coach of the year goes to people who surprise, right? He actually said, like, people who surprise, have like a surprise McEntrero. Season. Yeah, right? That kind of stuff.
Never mind.
You know, Stephen Voigt or whatever that guy's name was that won. But
loser.
Yeah. I mean, took over a winning program and won.
All right, don't get to your feelings.
So anyway, but anyway, so Tomlin was talking about it yesterday, right? He says, you know, he goes, you know, I never really thought about it. He goes, I kind of like just being consistent. I like being good. I like being consistent. I don't like being a surprise. And I'm like, okay, I understand that. And then this week, Gino Auriemma of UConn became the winningest college basketball coach of all time. That guy does nothing but win.
Yeah.
Andy Reid does nothing but win. Mike Tomlin does nothing but win. I don't think
except last night.
Yeah, except last night. Right? Kevin Stefanski beat him last night. But I don't think people truly appreciate what Andy Reid has been able to do. Do you know how hard it is to do what Andy Reid's doing, and that's staying on top and winning double-digit wins every single year in the NFL?
It's great.
There's no one in sports, in my opinion, right now, that is better at their job than Andy Reid. Everyone expects him to dominate, and he does.
Yeah.
Like every week, every year, people expect this Chiefs team to be one of the best, if not the best, in the NFL. And they answer to the bell. And I think it's much harder to do what Andy's doing than it is any other coach out there right now. Because every time Andy and his team take the field, we've talked about this, it's their Super Bowl, right? They've got to play their best game in order to beat the opponent who is always playing their best game. Surprising people in the NFL, isn't that hard, right? Because, like, say you're Jacksonville. Just use them as an example. They're playing good. They start surprising people. People aren't preparing for Jacksonville like there's some big-time power. But people prepare for the Chiefs every week like there's some big-time power because they are, and they still win the majority of their games by tenfold, right? So sustaining immaculate success, what we're watching Andy Reid doing right now, I think is the hardest thing to do in sports. And every time I see somebody say somebody's a better coach or this guy should get coach of the year, you're discrediting what Andy Reid is doing out there. And that is sustaining success, maintaining success, and even getting better. And every effing team out there is coming at you like it's their Super Bowl. And every week you walk off and you shake hands and you win. Like, what Andy Reid is doing is next to impossible, and this guy's managed to do it.
Yeah, and done it for a while. Like, what, this is year 11 with the Kansas City Chiefs? So he's won a division title almost every year he's been here. He's won three Super Bowl titles, been to four. Yeah. He's been to every AFC championship game.
That Patrick Mahomes has been eligible for.
And that's the other thing, too, is that people will look at Andy Reid and be like, well, yeah, he's had Patrick Mahomes
so,
for 7 years.
You know what he also has done? He's won with Alex Smith. He's won with Donovan McNabb. He's won with...
He rejuvenated Michael Vick's career.
Yeah, Michael Vick's career. Right. Kevin Cobb he won with, you know? So, like, Andy Reid... Bill Belichick is a benefit of Tom Brady, right? That's pretty well documented
but
right
also
now.
A great coach.
But also a great coach.
Yeah.
Andy Reid has won with whatever quarterback you give him.
And
Guy won with Donovan McNabb. Guy won with Alex Smith. Guy's winning with, like, the Patrick Mahomes. Of course Patrick Mahomes took Andy. Their perfect match. It's the next to Phil and Michael, maybe, the greatest match in the history of sports.
Tom and Bill.
Tom and Bill, great marriage there as well. But Andy Reid was a spectacular coach before Patrick Mahomes. Mm. He's become spectacularly more spectacular as a coach because of Patrick Mahomes. They've both taken advantage of each other in a great way.
Because I think that Bill would win with Alex Smith and Don McNabb, but I don't know if he wins Super Bowls like he did with Tom Brady.
Right.
Which is, you know, the Andy Reid argument. Like, yeah, he won, but it's like he needed a little bit more to get to the promise.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
If Tom Brady's not the quarterback when the Patriots are down 28-3, do they come back and win that game?
No.
I don't think they do either.
Not a chance.
I don't think they do either. Now, unless it's Patrick Mahomes. But if it's Alex Smith or if it's fill in the name of a quarterback here.
Nobody in there.
Right?
Nobody.
There's nobody.
He had that gene. Not everybody has it.
Right.
That's the gene that not everybody has. That's the Jordan, Kobe, LeBron, Tiger, Mahomes gene.
Mm-hmm.
Where clocks are irrelevant.
Right.
Like when you have that player that can do that, not only that, like, that player can help that coach. Like, what was Andy Reid's biggest knock when he came here? Guy doesn't know clock management.
Clock management. Have we even talked about
that? Thank you. I mean, you answered it without me even asking.
I mean, has anybody mentioned clock management?
How many times did we hear that in 2013, 2014, 2015? Golly, if he could just get that 2-minute clock management. Now it's just like, 13 seconds. That'll be all right.
You know, here's the last time I remember talking about clock management with Andy Reid.
Yeah.
Remember when they beat Houston in the playoffs in like 2015? It was that first.
Niall Davis took it to the house.
Yeah, that game. Remember that? And then the next week we went to New England. And I remember being in New England at that game.
That crushed.
But they needed like 2 touchdowns with 7 minutes to go. And they took their time to get down the field to score that first touchdown. And everybody was complaining about Andy Reid taking way too much time off the clock. And why aren't they hurrying up? Well, he was coaching his team knowing what he had and what he could do with the team that was on the field. And he said after the game, we didn't score the first touchdown, there's no reason to get a second touchdown. So we had to make sure that we scored that first touchdown. And then we'll see what happens. And so they moved the ball slowly down the field. People got mad. But you didn't have an offense like you do now. I'm sure if Patrick Mahomes was the quarterback on that day in New England, you probably would have gone down the field a lot faster. That was 20, I think, if I'm not mistaken, and it gets blurry after a while now. I think that was January of 2016. It'll be 8 years since anybody's mentioned clock management with Andy Reid.
I was at Harpo's in Westport watching that game.